This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Several presidential candidates have joined the race. New parties are being formed. And when a plane arrived full of voting equipment, it was front page news in Afghanistan. The country plans to vote for a president and parliament in September, even as warlords fight for political power and remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda mount attacks.
And Afghanistan is now trying to register at least 7 million of its 10 million eligible voters. That's the number the United Nations deems necessary to declare the elections legitimate. I traveled there for a series on Afghanistan called Democracy in the Balance. Today, getting women registered to vote. This voter registration site is in an elementary school in Kabul. A former teacher named Layla leads me down a cool, dark hallway to where she now works, signing up potential voters.
This male side, this female side.
We step into the small classroom reserved for women. Some quickly retreat behind their burqas. Others can't be bothered. A young woman whose eyes match the blue burqa pushed back on her head sits on a worn school bench next to her aunt, Hanifa, and her mother, Gulgatai. Gulgatai says she's eager to vote.
I live in this neighborhood.
Last night we heard through TV that the registration site is in this school, and then my sons encouraged me to come and get the registration card.
And also there is a sign saying that we register here.
For the many Afghans who don't have TVs or radios, there are signs posted in cities and villages throughout the country. Tacked to walls, on bridges, in wooden stalls, in the markets, they are brightly painted portraits of democracy in action. One poster depicts a man and a woman, each proudly displaying a brand new registration card. Another shows a room full of smiling voters crowding around ballot boxes. In a nod to cultural sensitivities, the crowds are all male or female, never mixed, and always it is the elders who are casting the first votes. These signs are designed and distributed by the UN agency handling the nuts and bolts of elections here. Shiona McKenna is a young Australian in charge of civic education for UNAMA, United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. Her challenge is to make sure that millions of people who have never cast a ballot understand the most basic things that voting involves. How can the vote be secret? Where does a ballot go after it's been put in that box? Civic education teams, says Shiona McKenna, are fanning out across Afghanistan, where 80% of the adults can't read, carrying a most basic tool.
This is the flip chart, which is a graphic targeting the illiterate population as well as literate. It's what the civic educator uses to almost explain the process by telling a story. Here we see a picture of a man going to register, and he's saying, oh, and I'll have one card for me and two others for two other women at home. And the registration officer is saying, no, one card for each person. It's a personal procedure. You have to come and register for yourself.
This is the sort of civic education that will be taking place all this month in city shops and under mulberry trees in remote mountain villages as 4,600 registration sites begin to open across the country.
One of our main concerns is how do you encourage women to come and register and vote? Or further to that, how do you encourage men to encourage women in their family to be allowed outside of the home to register and vote? Because, you know, traditionally here, women are not necessarily, you know, seen outside of the home context.
If there is any place where that question needs to be answered, it is Kandahar, which has the lowest percentage of women signed up to vote so far. This conservative city in the desert south gave birth to the Taliban. Taliban leader Mullah Omar may still be hiding out in these mountains. No woman dares to show her face in public. It is rare, in fact, to see a woman in a burqa on the street. When it comes to registering women, there is no tougher place. On this morning, UN election workers, local women all, are headed out in a battered white bus. They intend to catch potential female voters where they congregate. Today, the bus stops at Women's Bakery No. 9. Stepping through a heavy wooden door past thick mud walls, we enter a dusty courtyard blue with burqas. The fragrance of the local bread fills the air as the women all seem to talk at once. The UN team sets up its flip chart. The team begins its story and is interrupted by a woman in the crowd. We are ready, she shouts. The problem is most of the decisions depend on the will of our husbands. Another woman boldly proclaims her intention to register. Almas is her name. She is, it turns out, a widow.
Do you think many of the women here will be able to register?
No, the ladies will not be allowed unless they get permission from their husband. What we need is the same type of briefing for the men.
In this highly segregated society, what these women don't know is that the men are given this same presentation, emphasizing the need for women to participate. A mile away at Kandahar's Mirwas Hospital, registration workers are taking what many Americans might see as an extreme measure.
We have very many ladies who come from rural areas for treatment. We tell you if you don't get this registration card, then the doctor will not see you.
Shah Jahan is a former teacher who was a delegate at last winter's constitutional convention. She says one cultural stumbling block here has been that the registration cards include photographs.
Most men do not want their women to have their pictures taken. I don't know percentages, but most women from rural areas do not want their pictures taken.
The fear is that their photographs will be circulated, used somehow. So early on, the government relented and allowed women to substitute a thumbprint for a photograph, and women are starting to spread the word and bring in friends.
Most of the ladies, when they hear about this registration, they don't have the faintest idea about this. And what we do is tell them to come here and register, and then they say, what's the process like? We tell them, we write your name, and we give you a card for this. And then they ask whether they can get oil or flour or food by this card. We say, no, you cannot get any food for this. Then they say, we do not need this because we are poor people and what we need is assistance. And we tell them, well, you belong to Afghanistan, you are Afghan citizen, and you should take part in electing your leader. And finally they accept and say, okay, finally they are ready to be registered.
All of these efforts have paid off. When registration began last December in the cities, only about 10% of those registering were women. Now it's 30%. In Afghanistan, that will be a good number if all those women with registration cards manage to show up and vote.